I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm here and I'm ready. Ready to go. Yeah. It's Friday, baby. Yes, 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 yes. Ah, ah, ah.
Woo! It is the day. It is the day. It is the day.
This is the day that was given for men to dance with other men. It's time. It's time for the man dance. Let's go, guys.
Men who are running it.
Let's dance.
The men who are running it.
Let's dance.
The men who are running it.
Let's dance. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is your day.
This is the day.
This is your day.
This is the day.
This is your day.
This is Friday. It's been a long week.
Oh, my goodness. You put in hard work.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are running it.
Come on. And Hillary Clinton, you can dance with us today. Come on, let's go.
Because
you're running it. You're running it, Hillary Clinton. That's right. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Woo,
come
this
on.
Is the day.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is the day.
Woo, woo. Oh.
This is the day.
Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, Nashville tonight. Woo.
Don't wear yourself out, player.
No. Pace yourself.
Pace
sounds
yourself.
Like that's already happened.
Don't shoot your wad. Stop it right there, Super Day. All right. It's hot out here.
It's very hot. It's hot out here.
Let's cut this short. It's too hot.
You're blaming it on the heat.
Yeah.
I see.
It is hot out here.
Okay.
Shouts out to all the people outside working. Man,
I just passed some and I rolled the window down.
Oh,
and I said,
Here's some air conditioning. I gotta go. God bless their hearts, man. They out there, they working.
Yes, they are. And they have to wear those safety outfits, you know.
Yeah.
They can't dress comfortably. No. And that looks like rubber or something that they, you know, the yellow. I don't know what that is. It doesn't look cool.
No.
I know that.
It's not a nice construction short set. Is that
right? Right. They don't have a yellow construction short set.
I don't think shorts is the answer either.
It's gotta be cooler than what they're wearing.
Well, cool, but it also has to cover them to keep them safe
you're right
from
about
the sun.
That, but...
Okay, well, anyway.
A nice short set with some construction
clogs. Why don't you work on that? You haven't done a real good invention in a long time.
Some construction clogs.
Yes.
Well, not clogs. That's really gay.
Everything is gay to you.
When it comes to you, yeah.
Everything I say is gay. Gay.
You haven't said it in a while. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Sensitive.
Yeah. And lady construction workers, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hot out there. It's hot. It's so hot, you walk out, you go, I'll just get that later. I don't need you walk outside, you go, yeah, I don't, you know what?
I don't need to go get that. I'm going to go back in the house.
I'm going to go back inside.
And wait till November.
Yeah. All right, Sybil. Last night was the last night.
This was it. And
did she come with it?
I think she did. She gave.
I did too.
What was the song? What was the song she came out with?
It was Katy Perry.
My fight song. Yeah.
Who was it?
Katy Perry.
She came out to Katy Perry.
Yeah. And she laid out her plan. She laid out her idea. Yeah. She zinged Donald Trump and she did a really good job.
Sybil, did you hear what Donald Trump said? He said, "And this, you don't want this man as the president who holds the codes to the missiles." I mean, he said he was so upset about how they talked about him at the Democratic convention. He said he wanted to hit somebody. He wanted to hit a couple of them, and he was just going off, especially that little guy. I want to hit him. I want it to come in there and just beat him down. This is the guy.
He's starting to look around and say, you know, I got no friends. Nobody. And that's what he said last night. All the people I've hit are not standing up here speaking out for me. So maybe it's starting to figure out, you know, I don't have any friends.
I don't know what a Donald supporter is thinking. Is this the man you want to hold the world safe?
But see, a lot of it you're trying to attribute common sense to, and it's not working because people are just angry, and so that's emotion, and it's not a question of thinking clearly. It's a question of just being angry and wanting a change.
So
and
if Putin says something bad about him, he wants to launch a missile.
Oh, that would be be one of the least of them. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
let him try to do that with Putin. Let him try to do that with the little man from North Korea.
Yeah.
Let him try to do that with any number of people who have the nuclear power to respond.
Take us out.
So if he said he wanted to hit and beat up Bloomberg or anybody else that talked about him at the convention, I just don't know if I could. I know I can't trust him to not hit that button.
You could do something with a tweet.
So how is it when you can upset a man with a 140 characters with a tweet? This is a man you want to trust with the nuclear arms.
All it takes is a tweet to set him up.
Yeah,
right?
You can bait him. You can bait him with a tweet.
You can bait him with a tweet, right.
That's what Hillary said.
Yeah, that was in her speech last night. Yeah. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
But they're out there, Sip.
But, Tom, that's the answer. I mean, you've just given it the answer. These are the people who are for Donald Trump. And what has happened this week has given you an indication of how many people are out there and what needs to be done. And so what needs to
be
done?
They hate everybody.
Oh, man. That's scary. That is so scary.
But what are we going to do?
Mary said that she listened to a Christian station yesterday, and she said that they talked about Hillary like we talked about Trump.
Yeah.
That's a Christian station.
Yeah.
A Christian station? Wow.
Well, you have one guy comes out and calls her Lucifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going
to do?
Yeah, right.
A religious black man and a doctor. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Compared her to Lucifer. So what are we going to do?
Like
we
the better. President says, don't boo. Vote.
We better. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got to get out and vote.
We have to register and get people to the polls.
I mean, World War III is just right there at his fingertips.
Yeah, it's not going to be a whole war. It's not going to be the type of war we've had before.
Some world leader talks about his hair. Or some world leader talks about his businesses. And he's... And he wants to hit somebody at a convention. If a world leader says he's got the button to the nukes.
One line she had was she said, "If you want to start making America great, start making your things in America. In America.
Make your products in America. Don't make your suits in Turkey. Don't make your ties in China. Don't make your furniture here. Make it, you know." And she just broke it down, all of the things in the Trump line.
And I know those hair care products can't come from over here. There's no way.
It is so scary.
It's scary. It's scary that and he's I hope not the only one that believes like you that said, thinks like that.
And like you said, Sib, I hope it scares us enough to get out and register to vote and go vote, because if you don't, he gets elected. And
that's the thing. And they aren't the only two in the race. You also have people who are going to feel the bump from those that are still feeling disaffected, and those are the third and fourth party candidates. Okay. That would be the Libertarian and the Green Party. So you really got to do some work.
Not to mention the Bernie Sanders people just sitting out there. I mean, that's what you're saying, not voting for anybody. Well. See, they're not going to vote at all. They hate Hillary that much.
All right, well, coming up next on the TJMS...